Hey, hey, hey. Pray you are doing well today. This is your girl, Prophetess C.L. Suggs with Mental and Love Notes 101. I thank you for tuning in. If you have not subscribed, hey, make sure you subscribe today. If you have not sowed the seed of sharing, sow the seed today. Let somebody else know that God is good and His mercy endures forever. I thank God for being who He is in my life. I can't speak for you. I can't speak for you or you, but I know who He is in my life. I have come not with no front or come not to make sure everything is glamorous and all the dazzles. No, there's sometimes that I had to be purged. There's sometimes that I had to be plucked. There's sometimes that I had to be pulled. But in the midst of it all, God is still good. God is still good. Because see, a lot of times people like to put on social media and all the other types of platforms as if they have it all together, like everything is a bed of roses. But no, baby, there's some thorns that's in this roses. And even in the midst of that, God is still good. Because He is the greatest one who wore the thorns. So that lets me know, whatever I'm dealing with, the blood has already been applied. The blood has already been applied. I'm not finna make any kind of story, fraudulent stories, imposter syndrome. No. Things are coming in 2023. The enemy has been hitting, and he has been hitting hard. But in the midst of it all, God is still good. So the only thing that I can share with you today from my own experience is this right here. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give up. You have come through too much. You have come through too much. You have come through too much to give up now. One songwriter said it best. I come too far to turn around. I come too far to turn around. Sometimes you need to serve the enemy notice. I come too far to turn around. I prophesied that over my own self. I come too far to turn around. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. Nobody told me that life would be easy. Nobody told me. But if I had read in the word. See, we get upset because nobody told us. But I reflected back on myself. When you begin to read in the word and read in the scripture, God will let you know everything that you need to know. He said, beloved, I wish above all things. All things. So that lets me know some things is going to come. He said when the enemy comes in like a flood. So that lets me know that he is coming. What the enemy meant for bad, God is going to turn it around for good. So lets me know that the enemy is going to attack some way or the other. His plots and his ploys. And all his little trivial toys. But I decree and declare that I shall arise. As Isaiah 61, arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord has risen upon us. God's glory is being seen in your story. God's glory is being seen in your children's story. God's glory is being seen even in your family's story. It's not over. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give in. You're already a winner. This is already a fixed fight. The medal has already been given. The crown has already been laid. And you mean to tell me you're going to give up when it's already yours? You're going to give up when it's already yours? Don't you do that. Don't you do that. Don't you dare do that. Keep going. Keep pressing. Keep pushing. Be persistent. Allow your tenacity to go full force. Because there's a crown waiting for you. There's a crown. A friend of mine used to sing all the time. I shall wear a crown. When it's all over. When it's all over. I shall wear a crown. Why? Because I didn't give up. Why? Because I didn't give in. Why? Because I didn't throw in the towel. Why? Because I gave God my best. I will live out this life. And I pray that you will as well. that I would give God my best. The excellency of what he is speaking forth from his children. Don't you dare give up. Don't you dare give in. You already a winner. Your name is victorious. Your name is victorious. You shall triumph over everything. Why? Because Jesus already made the way possible. So why are you giving up? So why are you giving up? Maybe you found yourself in a position. Maybe you found yourself in a place that you were not supposed to be. But sometimes you just need to be like Peter, James, and John when they was on the mountain of transfiguration. Is it good for us to be here? I don't care where your feet shall tread. God said, I already given it to you, but you need to also ask God, is it good for me to be here? God, is this the place where you will have me to be? If this is the place that you will grace me for, is it good for me to be here? Because if it's good for me to be here, God said, I'm going to get the glory out of it. I'm going to get the glory out of it. Now, if you're out of place, then you need to find your place. But in the midst of what you go through in this life, in the midst of the pain that we endure, God, I know you told me in your word, I will never leave you nor forsake you. But I will always be with you even until the end of time. Until the end of time. Lo, am I with you always, even until the end. Hold dear to that. Hold dear to knowing within a full assurance that God is with me. Emmanuel, stand by me. O Hosanna, King of the highest, who reigns forever. Don't you dare give in. Don't you dare. I know it's hard. I know it hurts. I know it gets frustrating. I know the tears sometimes can be continuously flowing from your face, even sometimes soaking up your pillow at night. But in the end, you still win. You're still a winner. You're still a winner. Go forth, pursue, and recover all. Go forth, pursue, and recover all. Go forth, pursue, and recover all. This is your recovery season. This is your recovery season. Because even last year, before the year even came in, God kept telling me, recovery anointing. I'm placing on my children a recovery anointing. So if he's placing on us a recovery anointing, that means we are in a recovering season. Reset. Replenish. Recover all. Reset. Replenish. And recover all. God already made the way. God has already made the way. There's no need for you to fight in this battle. God said it's a fixed fight. It's already been won. You stand in victory. So instead of getting upset, mean-spirited and ill at the enemy and all his attacks, you speak the word. Stand on the word. Live the word. Speak the word, stand on the word, and live the word. You live what God called you to live. You be who God called you to be. You go where God told you to go. And you speak what God told you to speak. No, the enemy that's not going to like it. That's why he comes with his discouragement, his tactics, and his discord. And all the other types of deeds, he comes trying to distort us and get us all discombobulated. But you speak the word and command your day. I'm speaking to myself as well. You command your day. You command your day. You begin to pray in the morning. You begin to seek God's face. I don't care what situation it might be. No situation we go through is bigger than our God. Stop telling that mountain. Stop telling God about that mountain. Start telling that mountain about your God. God, my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I ask or think, according to the power that work in me. Yeah, I might have got off track. Yeah, I might have let that thing, that situation get me irritated and bogged down. But no, I rise to the occasion of walking in my promise. I rise to the occasion of walking into my authority. I rise to the occasion of walking into the anointing. And God begin to tell me that the anointing is what destroys the yokes. The anointing is what destroys the yoke. It destroys it every time. And even what people meant for your bad, because the enemy will use people and try to bring you down and make you look bad. Discredit everything you say and do. Oh, the curse had just been reversed. Because when I begin to pray for my enemies, and when I begin to set charge for my enemies, and I begin to call heaven down on my enemies, not in a angry stance, but that God bless them, therefore they know not what they do. God bless them because they don't even know who they messing with. That's when God began to stand in the midst. Even when Job's friends said all kinds of evil against him to make him feel like him living for Christ was a lie. But he said, I can do the same thing you did. I can be the same person you are. I can say the same stuff to you as you're saying to me. But I pray. He said, the scripture said he prayed for his friends. And after praying for his friend, that's when he received double of everything. I don't care how they treat you. I don't care what they said about you. If you know it's not true, don't worry about it. But stand on the word of God. Pray for those despitefully you and say all manner of evil against. That's what the word tells us. And watch God move on your behalf every time. Every time. The enemy you see today, you will see no more. He said, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It's going to come, but it is not going to prosper. And every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn it. Every negative word curse, condemn it. You know it's not true. Stand on the word of God. And I beg you, and I beseech you by the mercies of God, don't you dare give up. There's too much in you for you to give up now. Keep going, my sister. Keep going, my brother. But there's greatness at the end. Even as Jesus told the Canaanite woman, even in all her persistence and all of what Jesus was saying to her, truth, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from the table. Truth, Lord. Truth, Lord, I will be everything that you call me to be in the land of the living. And even in the end of that story, in the end of that woman's persistence, it said he's never seen a great faith as such as this in Israel. Great faith. Would Jesus say that about your faith? Would he say that about my faith? Great faith. Don't you dare give up. There's a whole generation waiting on you to fulfill your assignment. If you give up, you abort the assignment. We're not aborting the assignment in this year. We refuse to. But I stand suited up with my full armor on. And God, it's only by your will and by your grace that I can stand. So we thank you for allowing us to be able to stand. And after we've done all that we know to do, continue to stand. All right, good people, this is your girl, Prophetess CL Suz. If you have not subscribed, please subscribe to Mental and Love Notes 101 podcast. Or you can subscribe, to CL Suz, Prophetess CL Suz YouTube channel. Sow the seed of sharing. And by all means, don't you dare give up.